The Shin Bey's Sifov that I have marked off with the Mishnah Berurah also. Okay. Tich al ragloi oy al manolov mekan ku bekesel avolay bekarka dem osel ashriyegumis. The person got some mud on his foot, so he wants to rub it off. So he rubs it off into the ground. He might be at that moment, you know, that area filling up some space on the ground, which has a little depression in it, making it flatter. So the ground is now, if it's inside of the house, that would be considered a form of boina. The ground is now more flat. In a field, that would be considered some form of charesh, making the field more even. It's easier to plant in it, so that's a form of charesh. Or in a place where people walk, it makes it easier to walk there. So potentially you have multiple different scenarios where this can be problematic, so don't do it. But you want to rub it against a wall, so the mud comes off into the wall, so you end up with some mud splattered on a wall. That's not really a tikkun in any way, so that's not a problem.
If you make it easier for people to walk, where people walk, what's not chorish?
That would be bona. That would be form of bona, also for bona. Some say no, leave my kersel. It looks like you're making, I mean, the way they would hold the rock, the stones of the wall together was by putting tit in between. Which so this looks like you're adding more tit. So it looks like you're over here, you are being moist on the binyan. Some are matter in both cases. It doesn't look like it being most of all opinion.
Well, both cases.
Whether it's on the curse or whether it's on the ground, you're not really having kibbutz for the to do anything. You're not putting into it. You're not going and putting it into a guma badafka. So even in the bing by guma that wasn't your kibbutz, so that's not a problem. Then similarly, if you want to scrape it off, you want to remove it with a little piece of charis, which is not muksa, you can do so, which will see later on what's the definition of what's considered rather tiltal. But you have to be careful that when you do that, well, we'll see that in the sifches, that you can't do that to the shoe and it's strong enough that you're scraping part of the shoe, because that's a form of being memachik the leather, so that's a separate issue. So that we'll see in Sifches.
Ro'oi l'taltel. What? What mean?
Tiltal.
Yes.
Chavav. Mishmur Chavav. Oyal minalov. V'dam in the Madis of Sifches in the garden middle. Ben Chadosh ben Yoshin. You can't scrape the shoe, whether it's new or it's old, we'll see the case in Sifches.
It needed to be roil tiltal.
A piece of charis usually is muksa. A piece of charis usually is muksa. So there's certain cases where charis is not muksa. Okay, so we said in Sifches, in regard to the middle, you can't scrape the shoe. How do you feel? Yesh tit agabah, but kavanah to the hoster. Even though your kavanah is not to smooth out the shoe, your kavanah is to remove the mud from the shoe, but you can't scrape. Which established, like we will point out later on. So why over here are you allowed to do it? The shamla is in an elo begav sakin. Over there we're talking about using a knife, the back of a knife. Shayyadeh hagreira memachik haor. So over there it actually scrapes on the leather, and it will smooth out some of the leather. Mashenkin bekinu apakosul or bekara ein hagreira shiyah memachik ayereze. This is not a vadai that anything's going to happen to the leather when he rubs it against the wall or a piece of wood, whatever it is.
What was about carrying the northern
way up here? Now, if you look at the Bir Loch over here, Oyal Menalov, so he brings the Bach is Oyster B'zeh Mishum Chashash Mamachek. He argues. So he's saying that this din, he's arguing on the din that the Rambam is adding, which is actually from a Beis Yosef. Yes, but he points out that the Rabbi asked on him that the Mordechai says it behead this, that the Bach shouldn't be arguing on a Mordechai, which is the Rishon. Okay. Chosam Ataz, back in the Mishabur.
It's the Bach, Anach.
Bach was Anach, yeah. Chosam Ataz, Lefize, Hodi Yesh Bechotzer, Tidnei Pisle, Beltek and Isiyas, Al Karker, Barzal Echad, Behu Chad Lamawa, Shom Mekantlin, Amen Olim Kadim, Shikon, Zabes Eknesses. So they had like a spike that they would have protruding from the wall near the entrance into the shul, a person would use to, it was shaped in such a way that it was easy, it was its function and its purpose was to people would scrape their shoes against it to remove the mud, which encases their shoes, and not drag and not trek it into the building. So the Torah says also the lasers came to Shabbos. So that's the case. That's a metal item. That's like the case of using the knife, which saying is also. Okay. Even though it didn't have a point, so the case of the Taz, it's sharp at one end, so that's definitely going to be inclined to scrape out the leather. Even further, even if the metal, this metal protrusion that you're using to scrape the scraper, it's not sharp. It doesn't come to a point. It's still a sidlagar megava sakin. But it's not any better than the back side of a knife. It's not the knife. It's not the sharp side of the knife. But it's still osur. All you could have because of the bakara or bechidude hamadregas. So you could rub it off your shoe on the wall or on the edges of the steps. So they have a sharp point over there, but that's like a kosel. If you're doing it gently, so that's not going to scrape the leather, then you have a problem with machik. So a person can do that. And he says, especially if the case is titlach. So why titlach? What's the especially titlach? What's unique about the case of that? So if you look at the Sharatzin in Lama Dalit, he brings over here Kishitas the cowboy, and move with Yosef, the Hakabat Titlach, Bechol Gavli, Bechemiri. They're makel by the case of Titlach, which is Lach, even on the shoe, etc., even though they're going to be makel. Rathabas Yosef, Mamayan Ladasa cowboy, he doesn't accept it. Kumakam Bekinu, Benachas, what is Yeshis Mechazem? So I understand you're doing it in a strong way. So he wants to be machmer because the ma'aser it's almost a vali they're going to do, you're going to be machik. But a case where it wasn't it was he's doing it gently. It's probably not going to do anything anyway. You can, then you're mitzarev the sheet of the kolbo and you can make it. Raki came Noga Maril Kamashubakar, but wasn't only, but the Maril Halakhala Mice actually followed the cowboy and did it.
Did what?
They was Makel when the tit is lach. Okay. Fine. So we're saying it's there's so much aser to same with the aser not to do it on the karka, some also also doing it on the wall. So why is that? Because of Chabzayim, Shalavonim, a wall made out of stone. Should the Mesik Kimoisir Al Binyan and Mechazka, because you're adding more tit. Like you're adding more. That's like a cement. The day in Mekanta El Bakara Al Gabi Evan, it said Mimutter if you have a beam which has wood, or you have a single stone. Within the sharp kaisel shalates, or if the wall it was made out of wood, so there the tit doesn't have a function, so you're not being moist of anything after the binyan. And then there's people which are mat in both cases. Bishneim. There's the moisef al abinyan lo chashinan. Ah, you're adding this more tit onto your wall. Bishum the binyan chaklohu. The binyan chaklohu means it's this. Chaklohu was a person who dwelled in the fields. So he wasn't a very illuminated building. That's where he lived out in the fields. So that's a chaklo. So binyan chaklo is another way of saying binyan geruah shabal yakforim. It's the flimsy building which is done by the people who live in the villages. It's not a real binyan, so we don't have to worry about it. The shem you can have a mokum haguma v'yashvena gam ken l'chashidim. He might punct, rub it on the ground, and put this tit into the depression, the crack, the hole, and fill it up, and that makes it functional. Like, why should we crush it with a possibility? Come walk on, fill it, they do, the circus, you can have a carcass, surely you can have a mock guma. You have to be careful not to put it into the thing, but if you're thinking, as long as you're being careful, you don't have to be worried, maybe you did. So the Taos is made like this opinion that being makaneach your shoes on a kaisel or on the carcass mutter. Is this a drabonim or not? It's not a real bona fide issue. That's the Taos. The Yeshman Akredim, the Summon of the Ochel, the Hakram, the Lasher Bishneim. The Summon Akredim, which this says over here, is the Bach. Is Machmer, and then he says Venira to the Mishabur the Bekosel Bavada Yesh Dismach Hachikas Machar, but she came down to Rabbi Yeshua. That much I'll tell you, even though it's appropriate to be Machmer, but on the Kosel you don't have to be Machmer, just be Machmer on the case of the character. And that's the final Psak. Now he wants to take a Mimat Cheris, it was there with Kulyam Mashari, so he wants to take a piece of Cheris. And you're not being much of a minion, and you're not being Machmer Gumois. So that's mutter, as long as the cheres is royal tiltul. I the kumasim shinches of Zion is a cheres royal tiltul. So you see later on which cases of cheres are yes considered permitted to move, broken piece of cheres, and when it's not considered royal, when is it considered muksa and not royal to move.
What might be problematic to do on karka?
I'm saying it's not problematic. It's on the cheres. There's nothing on karka. It's not going to the karka.
What?
We do it with the cheris, it's not going into the ground, it's not going on the wall. No. So there's no problem.
On the wall wasn't as easily on the ground wasn't as easily allowable.
Putting it onto the wall, it's not really much of a binyan, it just looks like it. So the sheet says be makel, don't worry about it. Putting it on the ground, there is a potential chashash of being mashu gumbo.
What?
I mean,
well, you clean off if you shouldn't.
He takes the tit and he rubs it onto the ground. He can rub it into the crack, which is there. The terrace is the sheet that holds be makel because you don't have to worry about the possibility. You might have him, but don't worry about it. You know, try to be careful if possible, and then don't worry about it. Okay. Zion. So now tit shagal be big day. So this was the kit which is on his tit, which is on his foot or on his shoe. What about on his clothing? So mashav shavu meifnim zoy milcha milsa lis chazuya kimalabin avale bechutz the dami lamalabin. So a person is going to be scratching it off from the outside. He's doing some active cleaning the baggage. But if what he does is he sort of like rubs from inside. And because of that, some of it will loosen up and fall off. That's not. It's not a bona fide malabim batsim. Just looks like a malabim over here. Since it's done from inside, it's not really visible, so it doesn't look like malabim either. So they didn't ask for that. Megarav tiparin. And a person can scratch it off with his fingernail. Also, he could do that. Now we're going to differentiate between a case where it's lach or it's yavesh. If it's lach, you're just removing mud. If it's yavesh, which means it's dried, so as you break it off, it crumbles. So that's a form of teichin. You're taking a large piece and making it into smaller pieces. So it's not like kavana, but they are said because of teichin.
So back to the shoe. If you have dry mud in the shoe, and then you got mud, which is mach, which you can rub off, could you at the same time rub off the whole thing?
No.
Yeah.
Unless you say the case would be the new fresh mud moistened up the old mud and it's not crumbly anymore. But if it would remain crumbly, we'd have a problem. Okay. Sif katan lamanel. Shall big doy mechila b'chosef bein meshi the pishchan and b'tzemer. So this type of item, it's not like we had before, that the shine, rubbing it to cause it to shine is only a problem with klipishtan, it's not by other types of things. Here we're talking about bona fide just cleaning a garment, so I don't care what material the garment is made out of, it's going to be it's going to have a lot of limitations. B'shasar b'fnim, ha'an sh'arach yuzah b'egen m'b'fnim n'egen m'okha matit, you hold it from the inside, b'shasar yuzah b'zeh, you sort of rub the two insides together, thereby causing movement in the outer garment. And slowly but surely, the piece of the of tit will loosen up and break off. We said you can't rub together the two sides of the handkerchief because you're giving it a shine. We don't differentiate how you do it from inside or outside. There, his goal is to give it a shine. So I don't care how you're doing it, it's oster. His goal is to remove the tit. So he said, if it's not does it from inside, that's going to be mutter. But we can't do it from the outside because it's like melaben. Melaben mamish. It's not melaben mamish because you're not doing a real bona fide cleansing process. So take a look over here in the Shaar HaTzion. In Sivkat Mem Aleph, it's an important point over here in the Shaar HaTzion. So that's a Rashi. So Rashi seems to say that because you didn't use water, it's not malabin. We said before, we had the issue according to Rashi, you can't rub off dust. You didn't use water over there. And this is Rashi talking. So the Mishnah Berurah over here adds, over here, that you're talking about the you could still tell where the tit was. But normally you remove with water, so we're saying, well, you're not using water, so then we're saying that it's going to be mutter if you do it mibifnim. Do mibichutz, it looks like malabin, it's also because it looks like malabin. Mibifnim doesn't look like malabin, and it's not really malabin because you're not really cleaning it totally. Because whatever you're removing, since you didn't use water, you can still tell that the telltale signs that it was there. If you would have something which you would remove totally, it would be totally clean, we're not saying this din anymore. Then it would be also to do, even though you're doing it maybe for him. That's what he seems to be saying. Okay. That's Mr. Shabura Viter. Lamedalit. Kavitsi Peron, Mibichutz. Because when you're talking about leather, rubbing it with a knife is going to shave off some of the leather, and that acts like a function of smoothing it. That's not relevant by a baguette. So the fact that you're using something sharp, it's not a problem. But some say this is only mutter if it is lach, but if it's yavesh, it's a problem because it's hinder. Once it's yavesh, even if you're doing it from inside, according to this opinion, it's also. Okay. That'd be teichen, because it's considered teichen. You're grinding it into small pieces. So I understand, you're saying don't do this because you're doing with teichen. He doesn't need the items ground. So it's malach, he's grinding it without the need of grinding. That's malach shen etzichel gufa. But that's also a rabbanon. Ba'yirei in a Yehudi is mutter, but malachos in a gufa is a rabbanon. And Amir Lachim is a rabbanon. So it's a shus to shus. And malachim kavod abrias. He shouldn't walk around with this splotch on his garment is mutter. That's how the Shaar HaTzion explains. So it's two derbanan. It's a shus to shus. The makim cover of brias. So that's mutter.
Because only then
will fall. Yeah, but he doesn't need a tchina for tchina. He needs a tchina for the bag. He has no use for the items. That's not what he's looking for. The case of teichin, a person who's teichin something, thereby having the item to use, it would be because that's called tchina gufa. Okay. So the Mishnah provides the Kosev Taz nearly the Afkam Yesh when Moshe's Tidal Abegit. Talking about there's a real piece of dirt there of mud. Shemagarisham Ozna from Piriyatit. So talking about the Teichen. So it breaks apart into little pieces and it falls off. That's Teichen. Amein Sham Elamara. All there is just like Hatit. There is like this little Roshim left. He's trying to rub it off to be about the mara into term of the teichin. It's not considered teichin. You're not really grinding anything apart. So a person would go to the basic kis, say the those rooms were not very clean. Something would get onto his garments. He wants to once it's. He can it's not really my mosh of the tzoy, just like a little roshim left, so he can scratch it away with his fingernail. So that's Mishra, I don't get it. That's a taz. And he is that the yesh la'ayim b'zeh tuva. It's a very strong question. The nehidim mishum teichin lek, I understand that there's no teichin involved, but the whole hetter I told you it's because you leave a roshim on the baggit. Here you tell me you're removing the roshim on the baggit. So you're doing libun. So the Rir Locha touches on this, and we'll look at that. Fine. Without the behoshah, the filo, the das, the tas, and the mutter, rakel, garba, tiparin, or the kaskas, mifnim, or kaskas, mifchutz, osu, bechol, gavni. So if I take the two sides of the beggar and fold them over and rub it against each other, that's the vigorous act of removing it. The tas also agrees that the case is osu. Okay.
Well, even from the inside.
Even from the outside. No, this is from the outside, not from the inside. So at the Bir Alach, the Habit Teichet, the second the Bir Alach on the page. I'm Bishop Brewer, Mashak Safti, B'Shem Hataz, Shehita Lagar, Kadeh Lahosar, Mar Levat. So the Taz says it's mutter if you're just removing the mara. But when he is daiti dinzel loy brei reklal, it's not very clear at all that should be true. Then he the mishum teichin vadelek. I agree with you. There's no teichin. Ve'achuponim bezeh hagerer who mechavim liyapas abegim shlogiel lo b'shumr shemalich lo chavari lo garzem mi kiskusay sedora hamavur leil b'sifhei the oser. If I tell you that you have a handkerchief which is totally clean, but after you dry it, it gets hard. When you rub it together, it gets like a soft, nice shine. That's considered a form of tikkun on the bag, and it's usur. So cleaning off the roshim of the tit that's no longer there is for sure rosh, is for sure usur. Okay. So your goal is not to do a tikkun. He asks, why don't we say it's also mifnim? Because the you're fixing the bag and you're making it shine. Because it's not your kavanah. Your kavanah is just for the tit. Okay, fine. Sif Ches Emma Garden Besakin Obitipurin, minnow, you can't scrape, whether it's with a knife or with a fingernail, a piece of a leather shoe, bein chadash bein yashin, and it's a curl for or b'habim memachik. Whether the shoe is new or old, but the mice, it shaves off. When you do that, a very minute layer, and then you make it, so that in that process is considered a process of memachik. Lamed zayin. In regard to nafilo hayolov tit, we can also hasar tit the psikrei shehu. Even though his goal is not to do anything to the shoe, and just to remove the tit that we've said before, that's going to be a problem. The sakin, I know a filo begava sakin, not only on the sharp side of the sakin, but even on the other side of the sakin also, it's a problem. Okay, nochem he zoyer shias abarzel. So if we have a problem over here that this is, you're going to be scraping, make that piece of metal in such a way that you can't scrape with it. It's not shaped like that.
You must be very from here, so it's spring. I've never seen a shul here that had one of those.
They don't make them like that anymore. I think when you lived in a world of dirt roads,
yeah.
It was probably more imperative.
Yeah.
Now the Mogarum said even that case is a problem. This is what he sends you back. Even if it's not sharp, it's a problem. And then he says that he said before that it's good to be Mogarum for the Mogarum, and therefore the best thing to do is on the Kursal. Okay.
I think the Gabbaim would object.
What, to this thing sticking out?
To wiping off your dirty bottoms of your shoes on the walls of the shul.
Oh, on the walls of the shul. Sure. Apparently that's what they did.
But we'll tell them Rabbi Rangel said it was a...
Okay. Siftes. Motolit in mayim al gabi minol the sach sachoi aval l'chab su dahan shemashav shev tido zel ze osr. So we're going to say right now, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is following the Lashon. Oh, I forgot all about him.
No, I didn't read that too.
Zev, I just called Zev.
Hello, Mr. Mara Basad.
I forgot to call about Zev. Okay. Let's redo this sif in a different direction. So malabein, we picture, you know, the process of whitening something. You're going to be using some type of detergent, some type of bleach, or some type of something like that. You're cleaning it. But the Mora says that taking a bag which is dirty and soaking it in water is just being sure in water is considered kibbutz. So pouring water on it is considered kibbutz. Soaking in water is considered a kibbutz. You didn't do anything out there. Just putting it in the water that loosens up the dirt, and some dirt will be removed in that process. Leather, because the way it is, just pouring water on it is not considered kibbutz. But by leather, even by leather, if a person would rub it together under the water, or rub vigorously on it under the water, that is kibbutz. So, So you want to pour water on it till it removes the dirt which is on the shoe. So by beggar that would be osur because it's going to absorb in the beggar and remove the dirt, etc. Minol because it's leather, it doesn't absorb in; it just washes off what's on the surface. That's mutter. So that's called tzichzuch. I will kabsoy, but to wash the minol or the leather. The handle shemashav shev tzidoy zel is that you rub the two sides together, thereby forcing this item, and you're breaking the hold that the dirt has on the shoe, and then removing it that way is osur. I will beg a sheshalov lichluch osur filo l'saksachoy, but a begin, even pouring water on it is osur. Zel kibus, so that's a form of kibus. Al mekancho besmartut. What he can do is he can take a shmata and rub and scoop it away. But even that, he has to do gently. He can't press in because it's also doing a strong act of removing the dirt, which is there. It's also libu. Pen yisrael, because when he's doing that, he might squeeze. Okay, now, Zot, the Ramah, what about the following? The Begad is totally clean. You're clean, so there's no Libun involved because the Begad is clean. But if you put too much water there, so then you can put water there. But if you put too much water there, there's a new Xeri, you might squeeze out the water. So Begad Shena Lav Lichluch, Mutter Losses Alav Mayim Mu'otim V'loy Merubim Shema Yisrael. So you may wet it a little bit, which you buy a Begad which is dirty, that's usser. But since the Begad is there's no dirt in it, so putting a little bit of water there is not a problem. But even by that, if you soak it too much, then you're going to squeeze it out, and that's a problem.
Why are you putting water on it?
Why is the person putting water on it? Well, it's a good question. I'll tell you why it's a good question, because if the Mishabura says if he put the water there, even a small amount, with the intent of cleaning it, it's also. So the case of Mu'atim, what he's putting there, is not for the. It's A, it's clean, and B, you're saying you have no intent for cleaning it, so why are you doing it? You enjoy a moist shoe. It feels more comfortable.
Well, the Mishabura is not addressing the Mechavar, the Shaila, we call.
No, well. So, Enel of Lichluch is going to have to mean that there's no obvious dirt. Because when we say you can't do Merubim because Shema Yisrael, so what's the problem being Seichet? Because when you Seichet the water out of a garment, it pulls out the dirt which is in there and cleans it. If it's a totally clean garment, so what's the problem of squeezing? So it means if we're saying that Merubim and Shema Yisrael, then it has to be that there's a concern that there's something, some dirt there.
I don't understand the term Yisrael in this context. I thought we were just talking about dirt, not.
He's pouring water on it.
Oh.
Yeah, he's pouring water on.
Oh, no, so the rag, because you're not the rag.
No.
Leather is going to absorb the water?
No, we're talking about Begad now.
Okay, we're talking about.
We switch to the middle. Begad sheshel of lichluch osur for sikhsuch. And we're saying, Begad sheshel of lichluch mutter losel of mayim watim ala merubim. Begad, you can't, which is dirty, you can't put water on it. By leather, you could. By Begad, you can't. So even by Begad, if it's clean, you can put water on it.
Oh, okay.
Right. So he's contrasting a case of talking about a case of a beggar now. But he says, but yesh oisrim. So this sheet holds that even something which there's no lichluch on it, the rule of the more soaking it is considered cleaning it is always. That's always true. You have to understand why that's true, what exactly you're accomplishing. But definitely our price game is doing this is true, even though it's fully clean, that's a problem. Again, we have to figure out what the problem might be. Okay, Mr. Brewer. Lots of Mr. Brewer. So Mr. Brewer here gives an introduction to the Sif. Probably should have done that first. Okay. So cut lama test. Let's give an introduction. You know what? It's an interesting point. No, let's not do that. You know, hard enough as it is. Okay. Hamalabin, whom we always malachas. Step number one, Malabin is one of the lama tests. Malachas. Anything which, when you wash it, it gets cleansed, is considered an act of libum. So, it's called libum because it would whiten, it would remove the dirt. It looks nicer. It looks lighter, but after the dirt is removed, but it's lav dafka. whitening. Bleaching is also from a malabin. So if you put it out in the sun and put water in it, and as the water heats up and evaporates, it bleaches the garment. That's also from a malabin. Okay. A person would clean a chutz which is four tochim long. He's a chayav for the he did the share of malab and the bichayav. Bay, so mechabes begadim. How we told us malab and bichayav. So the case of malabin was in the Mishkan was they were cleaning out the fibers. They were taking the fibers off the animals or plants or whatever it is, and they're dirty, and they would wash them. Once it's made into a beged and you're cleaning it, so that's not preparing it for the process of using it to make a beged out of it. But it's a tolda. You're cleaning the beged. So therefore, schita is also a problem. Now this is the law of the Rambam, that schita is mitzarcha kibasu. So this is going to be why is schita a problem? Why is schita a problem in the baggin? One explanation, because as you squeeze it, it pulls out dirt, so that's clearly a malabin. The Rambam comes along and says a new sermon, which he says in multiple places, that Chazal understood when you look at if there's steps in the process which are necessary for the process, they're also going to be chayiv. So after you soak it, you squeeze it out. So Rambam said that's part of Tzarchei Kibus, that's part of the process, that's also called malabin.
Even if you haven't done the preceding steps of the process.
I'm sorry, what?
Even if you have not done the preceding steps of the process.
Correct. Well, I mean, by definition, you did. Even if you didn't do it, somebody did it. It got wet. Rain on, whatever it is. So once it has to be wet, obviously. Yeah, but even though you didn't do the free, yeah, even though you didn't wet it.
The moisture doesn't have to be as a result of the kibbutz.
What?
The moisture doesn't have to be there because of the kibbutz. It's a hot summer day and my shirt collar is all this. So not because I
wash them,
just because of the heat.
We'll see later on other types of liquids besides water, what's the status of schita in regards to them.
This is water, but it didn't get there because...
I understand, but the maisa, schita is tzarcha kibus. Yes, you're right. Tzarcha kibus stands on its own. Who did the kibus shaykh or is harachin? You know what, let's hold it here. I don't want to run through this. Let's hold it here.